Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker with Baptist Chapel. What a beautiful morning God's given us once again that we can come together, that we can greet one another in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I tell you what a blessing it is this morning to wake up a born-again child of the King, to realize that we're on our way to glory. Yes, this morning there's lots of troubles and things going on around us. I've yet to see anything that the Bible doesn't speak of, but there's lots of problems, lots of troubles and so on, but I'm glad this morning that Jesus lives. I'm glad that the Lord is still on the throne, and this morning I'm on my way to meet Him. I hope you are too. We'd invite you to join us, Baptist Chapel. We're located 2019 Wayne Madison Road. We meet at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning for Sunday school. Worship follows at 11. On Wednesday evening, we have an adult Bible study and a youth service. We'd invite you to come join us for any or all of those services. And this morning, we're going to ask you, if you would, to help us in a word of prayer. Not only join us, but if you would, take a few minutes and lift us up in prayer this morning while we pray. Our Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, we come before you today, Lord, thankful for the privilege, the opportunity, the occasion, Lord, that you've granted to us. God, that you've allowed us to come in the mighty name of Jesus today, Lord. Father, we're reminded in your blessed word that at that name of Jesus, Lord, all the great things that occur. How, Lord, this morning I'm so thankful today, Father, that you've taught us there. How, Lord, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. My Lord, and I know that men had sought to say this and to say that. But, oh Lord, if you were there before, God, we're glad that you're there today, Lord. And God, if you helped them in your day, you'll help them in our day. Father, I'm glad this morning that you're still an ever-present help in a time of need. Lord, I thank you today, God, for grace and mercy. I thank you this morning for your tender love. Father, I know that I fail you and I'm not worthy. But, oh Lord, I thank you today, God, that you're mindful of us, Lord. Father, that you help us along the journey. Lord, as we come before you this morning, God, Father, we would ask you, Lord, to bless the reading and the teaching of your holy word. Father, this little time that you've allotted to us, Father, oh God, that we might use it out of the honor and glory of you this morning. Father, that we might lift up that precious name of Jesus. Lord, this morning we would ask you, God, how to bless them, Father, that have lost their loved ones. Father, them that walk through that valley, have grief and sadness and sorrow. Lord, that you'd help them and lift them up today. Father, we ask you this morning for those on the beds of affliction, God. Surely, Lord, we know how they're still healing in your word. Father, we know this morning how you're able to take care of the ailments of this old body. But Father, oh God, help us today, Lord. How to set our sights and our focus on what matters more than anything. Lord God, we ask you today, send conviction down upon our lost. Father, help them how to look out over the ignorance of men. Father, to look beyond the foolishness that's going on in this old world. Lord God, them that have laid claim to you and yet lived otherwise, Father, help them to look over that, God, into that perfect law of liberty, Lord, into that truth, Father, bring them to the place that they can be born again this morning. Right now, how good it would be today, Lord, how to hear souls being added. How Father, how through the work here at the station, how Lord, the church as it gathers this morning, how from place to place, how Father, pour out your spirit upon them. How Lord God, help us, your children, how to be obedient. How Father, to trust you this morning, and oh Lord, how to keep our eye on the prize. How pressing forward, how moving on. How Lord God, help us today, how to be Christ-like. How God, I know, how this old flesh, how hinders us along the journey. But thanks be unto God, how giveth us the victory this morning. How Father, bless your church and your children. How Lord, bless the reading, how the teaching, the preaching of your holy word. How Father, as we've asked so many times before, I'm blessed the good station today. How them that make it possible, how Father, them that have a part in it, how one way or the other this morning, how Father God, we pray, we need your strength, how your leadership and guidance, how Lord God, how we need a great awakening, how in our land this morning, how Father God, we ask, how that your will would be done, how these tragedies, how these catastrophes we hear, how Father, we ask that your will, how would be done this morning, how Lord God, once again, how bless those young men and women, how that serve our country today, how bless our little families, Lord, how God, just watch over and protect them, how God, and again, Lord, how not my will, but thy will be done. I thank you, Lord, for saving grace. I thank you this morning, Lord, for being an ever-present help in a time of need. Bless now the reading of your word. We ask these many favors in the precious name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen and amen. How are we going to read a few verses, if we can, out of the 5th chapter of the book of Mark, out of the 25th verse? I know it's a familiar scripture. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, had spent all that she had, I was nothing bettered, and rather grew worse, when she heard of Jesus. I came in the press behind and touched his garment, for she said, if I may, I'm but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of her plague. Brother, I'm going to stop right there and just drop down a moment. That 34th verse said, and he said unto her, daughter, how thy faith hath made thee whole. I go in peace and be whole of thy plague. And brother, who was there that day? Why, there's a great multitude. There's a great press. And brother, but somewhere she had determined, she'd heard about Jesus. And brother, this morning, if you got the radio, I tuned old WCNW, you've heard about Jesus. Somebody's told you this morning. I'm Brother Ernie and his family, in the songs a little while ago. I'm Brother, they told you about Jesus. I'm Brother, this morning you don't tune in. I'm because of the greatness of some man. I'm Brother, I'm assured today you're not listening right now, I'm because of the sound of my voice. I'm Brother White. I'm because you've heard about Jesus. How you know this morning that there's something to this. I'm Brother, you know, I'm sorry for the foolishness of men. I apologize right now to you today for the ignorance of so many that spend their time arguing and fussing and fighting. I'm Brother trying to prove they're better than somebody else. I tell you right now, the apostle said, I'm the least. I'm among the brethren. I'm a boys. I'm tell you what I am. I'm blood bought and born again. I'm on my way to glory today. I'm not by my merit. I'm not by my deeds. I'm Brother, not because I'm worthy, but because God had mercy on my wretched soul. I save me, and what he did for me, he'll do for you. I'm Brother, this little woman had done all she could. She'd been to every doctor. I'm Brother, I bet she'd probably been down to the market, all of the help she could find, every herb, every vitamin, I'm Brother, everything man had to offer, how she had taken it. I'm Brother, you can look everywhere you want, but the only remedy for what's ailing you this morning is Jesus Christ. I'm Brother, I was in a store the other day, and there by the counter was a tin of rosebud salve. I remember Granny kept rosebud salve. Boys, it didn't matter what the problem was. You get a little of that salve and put her on, it'd take care of it, or so they thought. I'm Brother, I'll tell you, the old prophet said, is there not a balm? I'm Brother, a salve. I've something to help. In Gilead, my friend, this morning, there's an answer. There's a hope. It's not found in the teachings of men. It's not found in the vast array of knowledge. I'm Brother, the only hope is in Jesus Christ our Lord. That little woman heard of him. I'm Brother, I'm telling you right now, he's the only hope you have. The only Savior there is. Men will take your money. Men will tell you this. Men will sell you another book. Only Jesus can save your soul. I'm Brother, only Jesus. I can purge you. I can cleanse you of your sin. This little woman determined that she was going where he was. I'm Brother, she determined this man could help her. I'm Brother, you've got to do the same. You can't save yourself. But if you sit there and do nothing, you'll never be born again. That little woman decided. She made a determination. I'm going where he is. I'm going to touch his garment. If I can just reach him, Brother, I'll be made whole. This morning, if you want to go to heaven, you're going to have to do something. You must be born again. Brother, if you don't want to go, I sit right where you are. I do absolutely nothing. I just put it off to another day, and you'll go on. Lost as lost can be. And at the end of the journey, I don't care how hard it is. I don't care how much they want the preacher to tell them something different. If you leave this world without Christ, in hell you'll lift your eyes. A little woman said, I'm going where he's at. She made her mind up this morning. You got to make your mind up. You've got to decide you need something else. I can't do this on my own. I can't make that cross in. That gulf is too great for me. I'm brother and she come. I'm pressing through the crowd. I'm brother, you've got to get through all this mess that separates you from Jesus today. I know you're not going to get better and then come. You're not going to read a book and figure it out. I'm brother, you're going to have to come. When the Spirit of God calls, as He knocks on your heart's door, as He passes by this morning, I'm brother, how she determined to meet Him, how she had determined to touch Him, how she could have sat at the house. I went out next week and hunted for Him. It would have been too late. Why? Because He was there at that moment, at that time. I'm brother, if you hear His voice right now, it's your time. Turn and repent. Accept and receive Christ as your Savior today. God bless you this morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel.